The Old Testament books of Holy Scripture were originally written in Royal Hebrew and in Aramaic. About 450 BC, the prophet Ezra, who was a priest and scribe, collected and arranged some of the books, and that became what is known as the Old Testament. That was in Royal Hebrew. Between 250 BC and 100 BC, scholars from among the 12 tribes of Israel translated the Royal Hebrew manuscripts into Koine Greek for the library in Alexandria, Egypt. That is known as the Septuagint because it was translated by 70 or 72 scholars. The Septuagint is abbreviated as the Roman numeral LXX for 70. Those books of the Septuagint were arranged and included the hidden apocryphal books. The Septuagint was the Holy Scripture according to Jesus Christ and his apostles and disciples. The Royal Hebrew manuscript sources were destroyed by war and the destruction and ransacking of the temple in Jerusalem. The disciples of Jesus Christ wrote the New Testament books between 45 AD and 100 AD. They wrote in the lingua franca of their time, which was Koine Greek. Koine means common. At the same time, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Herodians, and the mystics were corrupting the Old Testament manuscripts in Hebrew and in Greek in order to remove any sign of the divinity of Jesus Christ from the Holy Scriptures. And in so doing, they established a satanic cult for that purpose, and the Gnostics carried forth that agenda into the future centuries to change the Holy Scripture and the Hebrew language little by little in order to remove any sign of God's love and any knowledge from God about the divinity of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. Later, during the time of the Babylonian Empire, the Talmud would be changed from the Jerusalem Talmud into the Babylonian Talmud, which advocated satanic ideology, including that it is acceptable to rape little children, and Islam was created with that same doctrine around the same time. In 410 AD, Saint Jerome translated the scriptures into what is known as the Latin Vulgate. Unfortunately, the Latin Vulgate that we have today contains a translation of the corrupted Hebrew. Around 500 to 900 AD, the Masoretes changed the Hebrew language, and they buried any scroll that according to them contained errors. Since then, various scholars have used either the Septuagint or the Masoretic corrupted Hebrew as a source for the Old Testament. In 1947, someone found what were called the Dead Sea Scrolls in a cave, and those were dated to be from between 100 BC and 100 AD. Those scrolls were buried in trash cans and contained so many changes on them that it is obvious that they were practice parchments, and they were buried because they were incorrect and waste. However, they became a political means by which to assert that the corrupted Masoretic Hebrew is more accurate than the Septuagint translations of the Royal Hebrew. All of the mainstream English Bible publications that we have, including the King James Version from 1611, which is over 400 years ago, are using the Masoretized Hebrew sources for the Old Testament. It seems to me that the people who wrote all of the English Bibles that we have today do not understand the language of the Koine Greek in their New Testament and have uniformly rejected the fact that satanic cults have been corrupting the Hebrew language since the day of Jesus Christ, and therefore all of the extant Hebrew sources for the Old Testament need to be carefully scrutinized and compared in content to the Septuagint sources that remain today. In my own personal comparisons, I have seen many ways in which the Septuagint is far superior, and people have been questioning the establishment for not using the Septuagint sources at least since the 1500s. The Hebrew Old Testament that we have removes words that God said, removes almost all of the 5,000 years of guidance and wisdom that God gave to humanity, removes any sign of the divinity of Jesus Christ from the Old Testament, changes the character of God, and has God say things that were the opposite of what God actually said. In my comparisons, I have found the Psalms to be the most corrupted. But the satanic cults have been for a very long time now corrupting the New Testament books also. And because the corruption of God's word no longer seems to be of concern to the general public, the blasphemy worsens without complaint or much notice. There are very many differences that I have found between the Septuagint and the Masoretic Satanic Hebrew, including the creation story in Genesis, what happened with Cain and Abel, what God said to Noah after the flood in Genesis chapter 9 verse 6, what God said to Moses, Psalm 82, what God said in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16, and the identity of Jesus Christ. The New Testament is also corrupted, such as in Luke chapter 23 and Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, to insult the character of Jesus Christ and his disciples and apostles, and confuse historical events to appease modern satanic international Canaanite Jewry for political reasons.